بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم صدق الله العلي العظيم One surah of the Quran Sharif والعاديات Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam Allah ta'ala takes an oath And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والعاديات ضبحا An oath and custom is taken on the horses in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they take an oath by those horses who are running. Babha, they are panting, running out of breath, very, very fast. And they are running so fast, فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَ They are running such that the sparks are coming out actually of their feet. They are running so much on the ground, sparks are actually coming out. And normally when somebody is running on stand, you don't normally see sparks coming out. But they have to be running extremely fast. Actually sparks to be coming out. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ subha, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, early in the morning, they are attacking. When people are fast asleep, but these horses in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are attacking at that time. فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعَ They are running so fast, that actually dust is flying up. Now we know normally in the time in the morning, even in the Arab lands, it is a time of coolness, and there is moisture. So normally the stand stays down. But the animal has to be running at extremely fast pace. So actually the stand is coming up. Normally in the afternoon the stand comes up very easily. But in the morning time, it's very difficult for the stand to come up. فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعَى And the horses are running in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are jumping into the battlefield, in the middle of the battlefield. All armies around them, they are prepared to give their lives for the person who is riding upon them. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودِ Man is very, very ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, as a student of deen who are studying Quran Sharif, you know, if ever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam, there are one of two objectives. The one objective is Allah is showing the great importance, the value of the thing. So one is Allah ta'ala is showing the value of the horses in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not the mujahideen. They are not the person himself who is in the path of Allah. But they are just the instruments and the means to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has got very great, great value. A student in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he is very, very valuable. Even the instruments which he is using in the path of Allah to get knowledge is very, very valuable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why a student has to be very, very careful. Everything in the madrasa, his asatidah around him, the things in the madrasa, the people in the madrasa, they are all very, very valuable. They have got great status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they are used for knowledge. So much so, there is one alim in South Africa, whenever he writes with a pen and the pen gets finished, he doesn't throw the pen in the bin, he buries the pen. He says, because this pen is the instrument by which I am getting my knowledge. So much of respect is got for the pen also. So whatever it has got to do with knowledge, paper, Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali used to say that in today's time there is no barakat in knowledge because people haven't got respect and honor for knowledge. He says paper is just thrown about on the floor. People write on some things and they just throw it in the dustbin. They've got no respect for knowledge. And because of that there is no barakat found in the world nowadays. When a person hasn't got respect for knowledge, you find many times students use the sarkhan, they use a newspaper. Ulama have written this is makruh also. Because why? It is knowledge. Even though it's worldly knowledge, but a person is putting food on there, dirt is coming on top of it, and he's spoiling the paper. So knowledge, a person has to have so much of value for the instruments of knowledge. So the person of knowledge himself, what great value he has got. The madrasa also, everything a person must use in the madrasa, but don't abuse. Use, don't abuse. Ulama al-Fuqaha have mentioned in Nurul Ida also, it comes in the Ashya there, that when a person is making wudu, for example, to make israf, to use more than necessary, this is makruh. To use in your own house, in your own home, when you are using extra water, is makruh. But then they write in the Ashya there, that any extra the water which is waqf, which is part of the madrasa, which is part of the masjid, to make israf, to use more than necessary, that is completely haram. For normal people it's makruh, in your own house it's makruh to use more water than necessary. But in a madrasa, to use it is even worse. So because now you are living, it has nisbat in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To do a sun out of madrasa is wrong. But in madrasa is even worse. To do a sun in Makkah Mukarrama is worse. To do out of Makkah Mukarrama is not as severe. Because why? In something very, very valuable, it has got value in the sight of Allah ta'ala. So a person in the path of Allah, whatever is around him in the path of Allah also is very, very valuable. So Allah is taking a qasam on the horses in the path of Allah, that this has got very, very great value. And the second thing, in a qasam always in an oath, it has some connection, a rabt, between what Allah has taken a qasam upon. Allah is saying, Ya inna al-insana li rabbi lakanud. Man is very, very ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the connection? Ulama said that this is the proof. The first section is a proof to show that how man is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how is it a proof? That Allah ta'ala says, look at the horse. That horse, you are not the owner of the horse actually. You bought the horse maybe, you are giving it some grains of food, you are giving it some little bit of water. You didn't create the horse. You just bought the horse from somebody else. Allah created the brains, Allah created that stomach, Allah ta'ala created that whole animal. And the grains also, you never make it, Allah made it. The water, you never make it, Allah ta'ala made it. You just gather them together, you give it to the horse. That horse becomes so fidai, it becomes so obedient to you, it is prepared to sacrifice its life. I don't mind giving my life. This man has given me a little bit of water, a little bit of grains. So Allah says, oh man, look at this horse and take lesson. You are so ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given the horse, has given you everything. Allah has given you existence, Allah has given you knowledge, Allah has given you what and what. And are you not even equal to an animal also? Ulaika na'am balhum adwal. Human beings who are not obedient to Allah are worse than animals also. So Allah says, don't become like a horse. Have the quality of shukr within yourselves. Man, Allah Ta'ala says, he's very, very ungrateful. He doesn't remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's got this quality of nashukri. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Allah complains in the Quran and says, very, very few of my bandas and servants have got this quality of shukr and the quality of thankfulness within themselves. So if any person who brings this quality within himself, remember in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever is found very, very little, but Allah has got very great value for that. Tawazu is not found in the court of Allah ta'ala. A person who humbles himself, Allah has got great value for that person. Shukr is not found. Yeah, Allah ta'ala says, very few of my bandas make shukr. So a person who has got the quality of shukr, of always thanking, of being appreciative, this has got very, very great value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must try to bring this quality within ourselves. Everywhere in life, look at the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our nature, unfortunately, is we always look towards the negative. We always look towards this happened, this problem, that problem. But we never ever thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi once went to visit his ustad, Manana Hussein Ahmed Asghar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he used to call him Mia Asghar Sahib. He was a very, very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many, many waqiyats mentioned about him. I think he used to teach Abu Dawood Sharif in Yoban. So when he went to visit him one day, he was sick. So Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi went to visit him. He asked, Hazrat, how are you? She said, alhamdulillah, my head is okay. Alhamdulillah, my feet are okay. Alhamdulillah, my heart is okay. Alhamdulillah, my whatever other parts of my body are okay. Then after that, he said, only my stomach is paining slightly. So Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, see, what quality of shukr also. That his stomach was paining, but he never thought of that first. First he mentioned all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors upon him, and then he mentioned about his stomach. So this quality of shukr, we try to inculcate it within ourselves. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah says, whenever I learn any masala of deen, I make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah increase me in knowledge. Because Allah has promised, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. He's also mentioned that if a person wants to leave this world of iman, then daily make shukr of your iman. Just continuously make shukr of your iman. Inshallah, Allah will give a person a very, very high level of iman. Allah will give him the level of ihsan. أنت عبد الله كأنك تراه. He will reach such high levels just by the quality of shukr. There are many, many great benefits of shukr, but a person has to bring it into his life. And one simple way is that every day we are reading out tasbihat after namaz. While we are reading subhanallah, alhamdulillah, think of the bounties of Allah. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me eyes. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me ears. Alhamdulillah, gave me a tongue. And whenever we look at other people, always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in deen always look at the person above you so you can reach that level. And in dunya look at those who are below you so you can make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will not become ungrateful of the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatum, came to South Africa and he was speaking to our Shaykh Hazimul Abdul Hamid Sahib at one of the houses here in Azadwal. So he mentioned that his Shaykh, Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullah alayhi, had a very great quality of shukr. Then he mentioned some waqiyah, says in time. But he mentioned one amazing point. He said that shaitan, when Allah Ta'ala kicked him out of Jannah, then shaitan told, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. I will come to man from the right, from the left, from in front, from the back. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. You won't find majority of them who will make shukr, who will have the quality of shukr. So Dr. Abdul Yarifi rahmatullah used to say that whoever has a quality of shukr within himself, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save this person from the tricks of shaitan, from the ploys of shaitan. Just bring the quality of shukr within ourselves. So may Allah give us tawfiq and ability. One is to make shukr, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily. And then whoever is around us also, learn to be appreciative. Example, we go to the kitchen. Now everybody don't go to the after asr cooks are boating, something happened. But did we ever thank the administrators, for example, in a madrasa, how much of effort they are making? Did we ever thank the cooks? There are workers working in a madrasa. Did we ever go to them, jazakallahu khairan, I appreciate what you are doing for me. Go to our asatidah, thank them also for whatever they have taught us. This quality to have is a very, very great quality. Once one of my ustads in our area, our maktab ustad, so my younger brother went to him and told him, Jazakallah, appreciate. He heard the bayans of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib about shukr and the importance of shukr. So he went and told him that, Jazakallah, appreciate, you know what you taught me in maktab. I'm really benefiting till now, today. So Maulana started crying and he said, the 30 years I've been teaching people, this is the first time ever in my life somebody actually came and showed appreciation to me. Normally people always complain, but very, very few people show shukr and appreciation. And when a person shows appreciation, automatically du'as come out from the heart of the other person. May Allah grant myself firstly the tawfiq and ability, and every one of us, to bring this quality of shukr. Outwardly it seems like a very, very small action, but the Quran Sharif starts, the first ayat of the Quran, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah is teaching the lesson of shukr. So this is a very, very powerful action. It can lead a person to very, very great heights, spiritually also. Taqi Abdul Hayari fi rahmatullah li tul mufid Taqi Usmani. He says that you people nowadays, people have gone very, very weak. He says, I will show you four amal, four actions. If you do these four actions, he wrote one kitab, so four actions. If you do these four actions, you become a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any mujahada, without any sacrifice. And then he said, the first action is the quality of shukr. Bring the quality of shukr within yourselves. Inshallah, Allah ta'ala give myself firstly and all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.